Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is, is Thursday, May the 10th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to it at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Would love to hear from you. And my man Scotty was talking about the network, the Blackout Radio is the with the Duns on Black Talk Radio Network. So check out Black Talk Radio Network Blackout with the Duns. So that was what Scotty was talking about. Scotty's so funny, he said couldn't remember it. So why did my screen just go out? Okay, man, that's not good. Oh, it's because I hit it. All right, so sorry about that. This is me talking to myself while on air. So don't worry about the nervous energy that I put out sometimes. You hear it, so don't trip off of it. All right, just laugh at it like I do. All right, y'all. So, hey, we got a live show for you, very, very important. And the reason why we have a live show for you is because we have a network known as Black Talk Radio Network that we can actually have a show on, and it brings you other publications, other shows throughout the week that you can engage in. And the reason why that's done is because a young man named Scotty actually took the risk and took the overall commitment and the responsibility and took the onus on himself to start a network that he saw a niche that was needed for within our community. And from that, he created Black Talk Radio Network. And with his own energy, both financial and physical energy and mental energy, so that you can engage in various topics that are affecting us individually, our families, and our overall community at large. So because of that, you know, that type of energy can only go so far. It's definitely necessary to create the platform. Hopefully, even in creating the platforms, others will actually share that overall burden and that responsibility with you. But Scotty took that on, and because of that, we have Black Talk Radio Network. And it is a grassroots network that really needs your support, because it was not created for the mainstream media. Could have Scotty have gone into that? Absolutely. And been actually energized financially, handsomely, through the overall corporate mediums, because that would be the agenda that's being pushed, as you see in some of the big name ones, and I won't say who they are. You should already know. And I would just say if they're on mainstream and receiving mainstream funding, that's because they're really serving a mainstream agenda. So this network does not do that. So the only way that this network is able to stay on air is from your contributions, my contributions. We need to make contributions financially to this network because we partake in it. And we want to be able to have it going forward in the future. Very, very important. Instead of us just eating the fruit, we have to feed the roots. So go to Black Talk Radio Network's homepage and make a donation via the donation prompt. Oh. And yeah, Otis, I haven't seen that, but I know that was addressed to Scotty, but I'm not surprised. But also, when you're there, make a donation. All donations, great and small, are greatly, greatly appreciated, and we benefit from that, okay? And this is where a grassroots publication is actually getting its overall sponsorship from those that it was intended to support, and that means that it never has to compromise, nor will it ever, ever, ever come into question. So definitely want you all to engage in that and keep this network on air, keep it live, keep it coming, and allow it to grow. You can also support the network by being a member in its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media network that was created for you to be able to engage in social media activities without being as adversely affected as you would otherwise be on FedBook and the other major publication, other major platforms, and to minimize your overall the actual bad side of engaging in social media activity. So just because you don't donate to FedBook, they don't send you a bill, but they definitely charge you in so many different ways, and the price is way more than what you expect. Because of that, a lot of our identity and things have been compromised. My man Big Marv sent me some stuff earlier this week, yesterday, on that, and I wanted to actually do a show on that type of stuff, but haven't been able to do that. One second, everyone. So excuse me, y'all. And my man Big Marv sent me, I got to want to talk about that and some of the adverse effects of, social media. And it's good because we've actually been talking about that for a while. And those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, you know how I feel about that and what we've been saying. And this is why actually I was on Facebook. And just couldn't do it anymore because it's not a great platform. It's not the platform that's in our best interest. So talk to Scotty. He created his own. It's a membership-based one, and this does well. So now, for only $24 a year, you could become a member in BTR Community that will support Black Talk Radio Network going forward. Very, very, very important. Okay, and then now they have a 30-day, or always have, well, Scotty has a 30-day trial period. You can check it out for 30 days, get familiar with it, and then pay $24 a year for the membership, and you can promote, within reasons, things that benefit you. Okay, so that's a great place. Listen, everyone, the world is changing. I think it's very, very, very important that you get real money, and real money is not cash. It is actually many different things, the different forms of money. Some of the most perfect forms of money, I will tell you, is you individually from what the great creator has made is a form of money. Also, the precious metals is one of the most perfect forms of money that we have in existence because, like you, it's a living species, it's a living entity, just like trees. And because of that, it has some very, very, very powerful and unique intrinsic value that it has that is actually life-sustaining. So you can go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory there, and then for just email info at Prosperity Mint when you're ready to purchase, info at Prosperity Mint. Let them know that you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Someone will get in contact with you. And definitely make your purchase, save in real money. Just because you're not paid as a, you know, I always say this, the wage of a king is paid in gold, a queen is paid in gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is paid in silver, and the wage of a slave is paid in currency. Cash. How many people do you know are paid in paper cash, paper currency? That is what a slave is paid, and everyone that is paid that way is actually a slave to the overall financial system, and they may not know it. Just because we don't like it doesn't matter. Until we do what Harriet Tubman said and said, we out. As long as you stay in it, it will continue to thrive. And it will thrive until it chokes you completely out of your overall energy itself. So definitely engage in that. Okay, so at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call in number. Would love to hear from you all. Very important. Today's show, let me just set this up. Today's show, right after Tando Radio Show went off, I was talking about the war that had kicked off earlier before we even started the show. Wasn't even reported anywhere on the news or anything like that, and was telling you what was going on, trying to keep you abreast as to what was happening. Well, that those war events continued on last night and, you know, really picked up. So today's show, today's topic is, now that World War III has started, and it has, what life changes can we expect? And this show will not be politically correct by any means from that. So wanted to get into that with you all. So with that being said, let me pull up what's in the news, and a lot of what I put in the news is not, let me just, I gotta refresh it. Then I'll get into it. But while that is happening, let me get into what's in the news, and then we'll get into that. So I just want to say that today's show is really going to be about some of the things that we can expect. If you have some things that you think that we could be expecting, definitely chime in, talk about it. Very, very important for people to hear it and have their own ideas. You may help someone else. Someone may help you. It's really shared information. Doesn't mean that anyone is right or correct, but it does definitely stimulates the thought process of, okay, there are some good things and some bad things that are definitely going to happen from that. All right, so here we go. First article I posted from PressTV.ir, which is the Iranian publication. The U.S. is turning its back on its allies, losing, I guess that would be influence under Trump. So the EU, the European Union, is basically saying, man, we need to get away from this dude. Here it is. The EU Commissioner President has slammed Washington for turning his back on his own ally by quitting the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal, saying the U.S. under President Trump has lost its influence as an international player, and the EU must replace it on the global stage. Do you hear what the European, the EU said? We need to replace the U.S. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that have been listening to Tando Radio Show for a while, you know what I meant by the purge. Years ago, I talked about there's going to be a purging of the U.S. from the global geopolitical sphere and influence and spectrum and direction. And what's going to happen is that the system wants to maintain full control over the people of the world. And how do you do that? You allow empires to die. The rest of the world is going to be looking at the U.S. as a pariah, rightfully so, but under the auspice of being deceived and tricked, thinking that if you continue to play by the systematic rules, then there will be some benefit to you. No, that's not how the system works. The system exploits. It turns one against the other. That's how this system really, really does work, and that's why it thrives so well. Because it's very, once you get people to not be work and exist under their true capabilities, it's very, very easy to manipulate them through hate, fear, and cowardice, greed, and through misguided, malicious intentions. Very easy to do. Very, 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 very easy to do. And that's what this system has done, and it has done a great job feeding its prosperity for generations to come until someone says no. So that's what's going on there. Big, big, big there. Next one from this one came from Twitter. This was Press TV breaking. Russia says is committed to deepening ties with Iran despite U.S. sanctions. So this was from earlier today. What was Russia saying? Russia was sending a message to Israel and the United States that they will have deep ties and continue to have deep ties with Iran, continue to deal with them and protect them and engage in them as a ally, and whoever their enemies are, they're Russia's enemies too. I'm ad-libbing that, but that's really what that all means. Check out that. Another Twitter breaking news, Press TV report, Syrian air defense system destroyed two Israeli warplanes. This is from last night. And it was a lot that was going on last night, all-out military confrontations between Israel attacking Syria and attacking Russian personnel as well, and attacking Iranian bases inside of Syria. And what they did was they violated international law and are the aggressors, and they need to actually be brought under same international law enforcement that other countries and the so-called what the U.S. and other countries try to say is the axis of evil. There is no other place more the axis of evil is sharpened in the Zionist confines of the Israeli Zionist agenda. There's the U.S. Zionist agenda, and there's other Zionist agendas throughout the world. So the Israelis started this whole thing, and it is on the rest of the world to say in a real collective voice outside of the system and say enough is enough with this governmental deception and rule. Because the only thing you do is create wars that you don't have to fight, create debt that you don't have to pay, and write laws that you don't have to obey. Enough is enough. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Yahoo. Israel in major raids on Iran targets in Syria after rocket fire. No, and I want to just say this, that all this stuff was misleading. Let me just read this. Israel carried out widespread deadly raids against what is said were Iranian targets on Syria on Thursday, last night, after rockets fired towards its forces, which it blamed on Iran, making a sharp escalation between the two enemies. The incident came after weeks of rising tensions following the U.S. president withdrawing from the nuclear deal. Now, this is all lies, and it is all propaganda. Last night and yesterday, there was a bunch of propaganda that was put out saying that Israel was attacked by Iran, and this is why they engaged them. That was absolutely a lie. Absolutely a lie. See, when people are naive and they are living under the overall confines of ignorance to the system. They believe anything that's on the TV. That they believe anything that's highly publicized. And who do you think is advertising and publicizing the agenda? Those that are controlling. They are pushing their agenda. This was all a lie. Israel has been for years, not days, not weeks, not months, but for years have been attacking Syria and attacking Iranian positions in Syria. And they started this not years and years ago, and they've been playing it out. And then last night, when they started getting their hat handed to them, they created a false flag. They created a false flag mantra that Iran had attacked them with 20 to 50 missiles that they had to respond to, and that was all a lie. They used a tactical nuke against Syrian military installation that had Iranian personnel there just last Sunday. They call it a bunker buster. No, that was a tactical nuke, y'all. They use it, and this is the lies that are going to get your daughters, our community young ladies, and our community young men, sons, nephews, and everything else. With that, that's what's going to get them with military boots, M16, or whatever the weapon of choice is that the military will hand them off, and they're going to ship them overseas to die and come back no more. And it doesn't matter if they come back physically. They've actually died going over, and what comes back is what has been recreated by the demonstrous god known as sovereign government rule, and that's the God that many here have been taught to worship, and to idolize. So it was all a lie, absolute lie. So check out that article. Next article from Twitter: Europe can no longer rely on the U.S. to protect it. Merkel. This is what the celebrity figurehead chancellor of Germany said. Do you see what's happening, y'all? I've always talked about Germany is going to be leaving NATO. This is it right here. Why are they saying that Europe can no longer rely on the U.S. to protect it? And they're saying this even though all of these are in one big fraternity, but let's just play this fraternity game so we can see what's really going on, how the system is going to use this. They're going to – it was formerly before World War II, before World War I, Germany was the beacon of global freedom. Everyone – this is why their arts, their engineering, and everything else was so highly esteemed. Their economy was so strong and everything else. They were the crown jewel of the beacon of freedom. They had all forms of civil rights. They had gay rights. They had all kinds of rights for people in Germany, and it was known as the seed of prosperity. See, that was the deception that the system wanted to create, because that's what they created, and the exact same things that they created in Germany. They're replaying it here. Again, because it worked so well. So now, Germany became the overall evil state. And you know the story about World War II. Don't need to go through it. But that was all done by a cult known as the Nazis. And the Nazis are a part of the overall cult that was here in the United States known as Manifest Destiny. They are, and neither of them have ever been extinguished. And they continue to make policies of laws that you are required to follow by their word, by their decree. And they create debt that they burden you to pay that can never, ever be serviced. And they declare wars that you will go out to be the sacrificial lamb so that they will have their blood sacrifice offering that strengthens their overall resolve and will to maintain control at all costs. And they school you in how you're to obey. They civilize you as to what's acceptable, and they train you when they eat, sleep, what to think, what to accept, what to give up. And they tell you to give it all of your talents, all of your abilities, all that you have, and still it develops an insatiable appetite that's never enough. So Germany, that was once the pariah of the world, is now saying that, yo, the U.S. can't protect us because they're putting us in a bad situation with Russia. They're putting us in a position of war. They're putting us in a compromise that we do not want to go down. And they are becoming immoral in their overall greed and consumption. So that doesn't protect us any longer. So what is that telling you? If Europe is saying that can no longer rely on the U.S. to protect it, who are they saying can protect them? Tell you who. Russia, China, the BRIC nations. Germany is leaving that and is going to break NATO all up. That's going to be critical. Where Germany goes, France must follow. Huge, huge, huge. And this is the overall global war, and this is the part of the purge, because at some point and at some time, Germany will declare war against the United States. What? How funny things change. And I think that they will be used as some of the deciding factors in the overall defeat of the United States that will be forced to fall into the untied states of America. Huge. Next article. This one comes from New York Times. Israelis strike Iranian targets in Syria as tensions escalate. Once again, just for clarification. Next one, I wanted to talk about this yesterday. I said this was coming, shaking my head. One big war setup were being played, y'all. Saudi Arabia threatens to build its own nukes if Iran does. Saudi Arabia already has nukes. That was just the overall cover story for it all. They all have nukes, and they're going to be using it. Who are they using their nukes against? We keep thinking that there is a fight between Israel and Syria, Israel and Iran, and that's not the case. There are these entities that formed a fraternity that are attacking people, you, and they're going to put the global people in a position of disadvantage to always have to obey. And we lavishly praise and worship and idolize these people, their entourage, their statehood, having to give them immunity above anything else. That's what you do to a demigod. That's what you do to a false falsehoods. You create a paradigm full of falsehoods, and you expect some truth and prosperity to come out of that? I would ask you all, who's stupid, them or us? And I would say also, who's taking advantage of the situation? Who's really the evil ones? I'm going to tell you. They're taking advantage of what they're allowed to get away with. The evil lies in us because we compromise our morality because we're too afraid of what we might lose. I can't do that. I can't do this. We can't do that. We can't live without government. We can't live without statehood. We can't live without this religion. We can't live without this setup. We can't. And then, yes, I'm willing to kill for it. Yes, I'm willing to kill somebody that I don't know. Yes, I'm willing to somebody tell me you're an American. You got to attack that people. You attack this person. You have to kill that person. Yes, I'm willing to do that because that's what you're supposed to do. That's because that's what a fool speaks. From the illegitimate training that they've accepted. And the evil becomes sweet to them. Because the first thing that they're going to do, they do that from one reason and one reason only, because they think that they're going to prosper from it. You going to pay me? Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. A person has nothing to pay you. And what I mean by a person, just because there's a person does not mean that it's a living being. They have nothing to give you. It's all falsehood. Our overall treasures and our overall abilities come from our overall cooperation one with another. That is where you can actually gain an inheritance of prosperity that you can pass down for generations of sustainability through cooperation. Before I go on in what's in the news, I was out in the garden. Love working in the garden is where I go. So in my garden hose, it was, took one garden hose off, dropped it down, and I didn't know, left it, and I couldn't find it. It was out in the garden, so I found it. And lo and behold, was an ant hill that had built up around it, right? For those of you that live in Texas, you know how fast these there going ants build. Wish we would take some of that energy and emulate that. Well, they built up an ant mound, not all the way around it, but it was on, you know, the water nozzle was on top of it. Picked up the water nozzle, it was full of ants on the inside. So they, you know, they commandeered the overall water nozzle as their new home. So I needed to use it, so I attached the water hose to it, and I knew if I turned the water on, it would push them out. Well, when it pushed them out, guess what happened? You've seen it before. You've seen it if you saw about, talked about Hurricane Harvey and other hurricanes. You saw the all of the ants that come together, bind themselves together to create like a raft, and they just float along the water so they won't drown. They attach themselves to each other. See, this is the natural ecosystem economy that the great creator has given us great sense to see that the value, to see that the money, to see that the payment is in cooperation instead of isolation. Turned the water on and it was chunks and balls of ants coming out, floating down. Floating out. The wow.
Every day.
And we're, 1 second, Raj, and we're considered wild. I mean, we consider animals wild. That's because they are. They are really, really wild. They're wildly prosperous. And I know that the animals look at us as the homeless, violent purveyors. This is why they run from us, because they know the death and the destruction and the poverty that comes along with us, because we like to capture them and put them in cages. We want to act like they want to, they know that they want, they know that they are there, we are there to capture them and to use them for their own demise and for our pleasure and benefit. Same thing with this system, is no different. You live in a zoo. And the thing is, the cage is open. But we call the cage our home. We got a caller in queue. My man Rise is there. Go ahead, Rise.
Oh, sorry. Can I be heard?
Yeah. Go ahead, Rise.
Hey.
What's going on,
okay,
Rise?
Peace. Peace to Scotty and the other callers and listeners, too. I wanted to ask you, were those regular ants or red ants or fire ants?
I just put it this way. They bit and it hurt a whole lot. So they were probably fire ants. So yeah, Roz, I think they were red ants. They were red ants, Roz.
Okay, because my sister, when we were young, we were in Trinidad, and she got torn up by them, man. They made a mess of her body one summer. We went back home to see my grandparents. And what you made me think of when you were talking about the rafts, because yeah, that was documented all over the news, and Katrina, Harvey, they would talk about these red ant colonies that would form these floating rafts. And it made me think of the prayer that I say every week at the end of our show. You know, I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I'm a part of the all, and the all is part of me. I can I'm one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I am never alone. The all is I am. The all can I can. The all does I do. Now you just apply that to the ants with each sentence, and just think of those ants. They know who they are. They know what they're a part of. They know that they can only be successful with the group and not by themselves. And you put all of that together, and that is exactly what we should be doing as a people. That is the ants were such a powerful example for our ancestors. They use ants and also bees, the cooperative structure of the bee society, which you see all over Kemet, essentially, in order for you to understand the what is necessary to build beautiful, powerful, balanced civilizations. And everything you said just brought me right to that reality as soon as you started talking about that. So I'll stop there, but great, great show, great commentary, good brother, and I'll mute myself.
My man, yes, hold on, right. You know, it's so important. The thing about that species is that they don't care what colony you come from. You are part of the species, and you have the same capabilities. You can communicate. You have the same abilities that can be linked together to magnify more of a powerful direction, and they don't care. When the time comes to meet the adverse conditions, they do it together. They do it together. And the problem here is that we've fractured ourselves. We've completely fractured ourselves. And we make ourselves to think that we are the all and great and create. And what does that do? That disconnect, that means that you will disconnect yourself thinking as an individual you can deal with anything, and you can't. Absolutely can't. When you're fragile, you realize that you need support. You actually need augmentation. You need more collective energy. You need help. But when you think you're the king of the world, and you think that you're all powerful and you're omnipotent and omnipresent, what do you need? Nothing. And then you absolutely gain nothing, and you start to destroy yourself from that type of mentality. So that is, something I wanted to express real quick, but I need to get back into what's in the news because we got a lot to go to in the show. Next article, this one came from All But Criminal News, commonly referred to as ABC News. American prisoners freed by North Korea meets with Trump. And that's what NK, North Korea, is playing this like a mastered skill fighter. Laugh out loud. This is all a part of the setup. If, let's say, the governments were all true, North Korea is, they are schooling the U.S., absolutely schooling the U.S. on how to deal with an adversary that thinks that they have the upper hand when you really do. They're coming to North Korea. North Korea not going to them. And they're coming to North Korea on their terms. And what do you think their terms will be? Their terms will be from a standpoint not of North Korea, but of Korea. And their terms are going to be, yes, you're right. We want to denuclearize. That means you got to go. No one here needs you. Watch how this plays out. Big, big, big surprises. Next one. I got this one from The Hill. And this was celebrity figurehead national security John Bolden. Is considering eliminating top cyber job report, and I had said boom after that. Here's why. Because cyberspace is what is going to adversely affect you the most. They want you to be vulnerable to it, absolutely, because that's the weapon that they want to use. John, who's going to use it? I'm going to tell you, that's why John Bolden is there. John Bolden knows Israel is going to use it in another false flag and make the U.S. get into the war and say, hey, this country hits your country in a false flag. And it's going to be a false flag that, oh, they're not going to hit cities or the federal government. No, they're going to hit you and bring that pain disastrously to you where you're most vulnerable. In every electronic communication that you so depend on now, where they're going to get you. It's all the setup. Next article. This one came from YouTube, and it just kind of chronicled a lot of the YouTube stuff. I didn't agree with it, but I just wanted you to see some of the stuff that was there. So check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from TechCrunch. Net neutrality will officially die on June the 11th. Yes, check on that article. Very important. Next article, Roz posted this one. Don't use public Wi-Fi when traveling. Yeah, don't use public Wi-Fi at a Wi-Fi briefly at a train station to see what came up. and this shows who is monitoring the Wi-Fi waves. I've seen this on other alphabetals before too. Be careful. Yeah, check out that. Don't use public Wi-Fi. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna tell y'all when the stuff hits the fan, the first thing I'm getting rid of is that phone. Boop, gone. Don't need it. Don't need it. Don't want it. Next article. Got this from Sputnik News. Why Syrian air defense shoot down Israeli missiles? Man, Syria definitely handed it to Israel last night. Next article from AP News. Rise put darn liars, but you could see something else. It was how can you have any surplus when you're in $1 trillion of debt? It's so true, Rise, right? And but he didn't use the word darn liar. You can figure what he said. U.S. government ran a $214 billion surplus in April. Yeah, right, lying. Right, Roz. Next article, Roz, got this from mintpress.com. Trump blows up Iranian deal, aims to blow up Iran government next. Next article from Active Post, Roz posted this one. Trump pulled out a nuclear deal was planned from the beginning, one step closer to the path to Persia, war with Iran. Yes, so true. Next article from Active Post, Roz posted this one. Neocon John Bolton tells a big lie about Iran. They're all lying, absolutely. Next article, Roz posted this from Active Post. It didn't come up. Let me click on it. Bulletproof home security system. So check out. I think Rise was going to post something else, and he got the wrong. It pulled up the wrong one because that was an advertisement one. So Rise made a mistake there, I think. Not quite sure. All right, then next article. I posted this one. In Venezuela, haircut costs 5 bananas and 2 eggs. Let me say that again. From Bloomberg, in Venezuela, a haircut costs 5 bananas and 2 eggs. Very, very important. There are a few places as chaotic and as dangerous as Venezuela. Life in Caracas is a series of short stories that seek to capture the surreal quality of life in a land that's totally in total disarray. The other day, I made a bargain for parking swap. It worked out brilliantly. Man, this is so, and it's going to be worse here. Next, I got this one for Rise. Got this one from National Blaze. Monsanto tries to stop lawsuit by judges greenlighting case against Roundup's misleading labels. Check out that article. All right, so also I want to go into last night, some of the things. There was a lot of confrontation that was last night. Let me just pick up. There was a couple of articles that I posted. You could actually hear some of the sirens and some of the background noise in the Golan Heights of missiles that were imploding, artillery and everything else, in the overall engagement. And it was a bad development. It went into overall war. Then Israel lied and said that Syria and Iran had attacked them, and it was actually said that Israel had considered that an act of war. And I anticipate within 48 hours that Israel will actually declare war on Iran. And I'm still holding firm to that. I hope it doesn't happen, but I know the great likelihood of that happening. So with that being said, I want to jump into the show, but I want to first chronicleize some of the things that happened last night because they were very, very serious. It is definitely World War III. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And we're going to take a look at what some of the things that we can expect to no longer exist as this overall war paradigm continues to blow. And I'm telling you, this is not going to be a politically correct show at all. So don't expect that with some of the things I'm going to say. I'm just going to say, regardless of I know what the overall responsibility is to people, and that is just to bring them a level of truth. I'm not saying that we know insider stuff, but it's just looking at things from here and there, life experience, and from some working knowledge of some of the things that happen. But definitely don't want to be, you know, trying to break the institutional thinking that I have, and that's, you know, from some of the things that I think is important for me, and, you know, the value of that is up to you. So we will definitely be talking about that, but I would like for you to add anything that you would like to add to that. And from that also, what we're going to be dealing with is, like I said, it's not going to be politically correct. It's not a matter of trying to save this person's feeling and everything else. It's not anything about that because of what the threats really are. The dangers that are going to be facing people and dangers that are going to be facing humanity are very, very real. How you respond to it is up to you. And the system has taught everyone here to be the perfect cowards. You only move when you have the backing of the authority of someone. Never move because of the overall moral correctness or the prudency of it all. And because of that, many here, particularly in the States, are extreme cowards. And extreme cowards from the standpoint where they wait and see, they do nothing, they think, oh, this can't happen, and then what am I going to do? You can't beat City Hall. Who am I? I'm nothing. You minimize yourself to where you are nothing. Because we think that way. And because we think that way, we act that way. And we act that way, we become that way. And when we become that way, we pass that on to our children as their inheritance. And they pick up the plow. And they sow the seeds of their own discord. So we want you to be empowered because you think you are empowered, and then you act off of that, and then you create that. Outside of that, let me tell you something. This universe does not think that you're that so significant that when you can manipulate it to your overall beneficial gain and not suffer the consequences of it. The overall controlling entities here suffer from the very displacement that they've created. You just don't see it, but they suffer, and they suffer dearly from it. They become irrevocably damned. They become so entrenched that their overall physical constitution change, and the only thing that they know is temporary pleasures while enduring the damnation of the poison that they actually inject in the world. They first have to consume. So there's a price. And many of that are the victims are the targets of that system. We put them in too much of a high esteem. We think that they got it all made and this and that, and that is a very, very illogical way of rationalizing what's going on. Do I feel sorry for them? Absolutely not. Do I wish them well? Absolutely. How couldn't you? And I don't wish them well to succeed in their deviance. I wish them well that they will see the overall misguidedness of their energy and realize that I'm harming me, and stop the childish and immaturity of thinking that you got to protect yourself by taking from someone else. You have to enslave and subjugate something else in order to prosper. You got to live within a system that is filled with ubiquitous fraud in order to make it. So I wish them well that they would see that, but it's on them to do it. It's on them. So let's jump into today's show. Listen, before we do that, listen, let's recap. Sorry, I'm going in a couple different places. Let's recap some of the things. I want you to be up to date on some of the things that that I knew about and I found out about, and I want to convey it to you. Last night was actually say it was really the start of World War III. From when Netanyahu went to Moscow and the overall Israeli engagement started then and got sent out of Moscow. And some are saying that Israel got the permission of Moscow to engage. And no, I don't think that at all. This is all planned and choreographed, and the overall entities are playing their roles. But now it picks up because they are all in one collusive fraternity. So now they come back. They start the engagement. They start attacking multiple Syrian compounds where Iranian forces were. Then they started attacking the Syrian government directly and the Assad government directly outside of Israel. Iranian military who have been invited there. So they carried out this overall military engagement. Not only did they do it, Jordan actually assisted them. So they started bombarding them and carrying on strikes there, and a lot of their and cruise missiles. So it went on for hours, and it was escalating by the hour. A lot of cruise missiles and airstrikes that the Israelis used against the Syrians. A lot of them were rebuffed, but some of them actually made contact. Then Iran, with Syria assistance and cooperation, attacked back, taking out military installations, IDF military installations or strong points or placements, the Israeli Defense Force, taking them out in the Golan Heights. Also, what was reported, which was really bad, was that there were Russian military personnel that were actually killed in airstrikes last night. And as the escalation went on, all of Syria became targets and were eligible for or looked at as target rich for the Israeli military, even the Russian bases. And I do anticipate that they're going to attack them as well. That is going to be all-out engagement. Also, Russia actually put up some of its jets to counter the overall airstrikes and were able to chase some of the Israeli planes out. Major problem. The UK also launched military aircraft from Greece to interdict and engage. See, one of the things that happened in the military, there are secret wars that the general population know nothing about that happened. And these confrontations, in the past, they were significant because they were just positions that they were fighting for. Now this is all out global war position that they're fighting about. And some of those secret wars you wouldn't hear about, where there would actually be military confrontations, but they're on such a small scale, they're known as just skirmishes. Well, on this one, ladies and gentlemen, it's all out. And then last night, Iran with Syria attacked the Golan Heights, Israel considered it an act of war, and they started to have their emergency meetings, and I believe that the overall approval to declare war has already been given, and I expect it to be given, made public relatively soon under the overall cloak of an attack. And then once again, they'll do another false flag and say the Iranians did, and that's enough. We are now declaring war, and that whole area will be destabilized completely. And that's going to cause extreme harm here, in extreme difficult situation that will be the start, and it won't be the end. It won't be the end. So So from that, this whole thing will, in my opinion, will continue. Hopefully tonight will not be like last, and there will be a short reprieve before it builds back up. This actually is Israel actually, I believe, was attempting an invasion that was rebuffed last night, and will probably try to do it again. But also, the Iranians and the Syrians will respond, and this will bring in the U.S., Britain, France. Then they will try to bring in Germany and others, and I believe that's where NATO breaks up, because Germany will say, no, we're not doing this. Then all of a sudden, there'll be a false flag in Germany, and Germany say, okay, we know what's up here. We're now aligning with Russia. It's all going to fall apart, and it's going to fall apart badly. All sides will take major casualties, and then they will invoke a draft here. Last night, the U.S. increased its DEFCON position for the continental United States by one and the international community by two. So pretty soon, and as soon as there's any nuclear engagement or major, major engagement, there will be martial law placed on here. In order to infect the preparation for war, it will be I would say will be martial law in a smaller version of martial law. Will not be full partial martial law. It will not be full martial law. And that will start all of the wheels in motion to get started on this whole thing. And it's going to be the build up. And then, boom, something will happen here. So that's what happened last night. And it's completely building. So we need to be aware about that. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. And we'll take a look at, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back from the commercial break, what's some of the things that we can expect that will be lost, or some of the changes that we can expect as this overall global war paradigm unfolds? And I will tell you all, we've been trying to get everyone to prepare, and I'm glad that we've done it, and all of you that have, and those that haven't, for whatever your reasons were, that were your reasons. But we've been talking about this for a while. I don't need you to call me and say, yep, you were right, yep, you were right. It doesn't matter if I was right or not. What were you doing with the what were you doing with what you knew could possibly be true? When would you were going to start to see that some of these things is going to be happening? When were you going to take responsibility for what you thought could possibly, or you didn't think it could? But now, the responsibility will be yours. Don't be somber. Don't be fall asleep on this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And just before we left, I said I really don't need anyone to call me and tell me that, hey, you – and I meant that from those individuals that always had a malicious intent anyhow. You know who you are. So save it. You were never really sincere anyhow. It's cool. We don't need that type of relationship, that type of communication. But those of you that are sincere and all, it's really not a matter of this person or that person being right. It's a matter of, wait a minute, something is wrong here. We notice something here, and we don't trust this. Now we need to do something else. Those are the individuals that you want to work with. Those are the individuals that I work with and I establish relationships with. Others, nah. Know what you're about. Know what your setup is. So You know, it was funny. It was one lady that you know, you give your number out and people call you. So one lady was, "You wrong, David." Then now she called and said, "Oh wow, David, you was right." But you know, I'm like, "Well, why would you call me? Why would you call me? You called me, and before you said that you didn't think none of this was going to happen. You thought that, and I'm going to tell you what she said, that you're fear-mongering." And, you know, people think they get bold in trying to, you know, express themselves. They get bold. And, you know, I was real reserved. I didn't say nothing. I know I didn't, you know, I thought a lot of stuff. I just didn't say it. I didn't need to say anything. I just heard her. Didn't need to say anything to her. "I think you're wrong, you're fear-mongering and everything else," and boom, 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 and all this other stuff. Well, that's because she was scared. That's because she didn't want things to happen. Well, if you don't want things to happen, just you magically not wanting it to happen, I don't know where all the sorcery comes from, but I guess it's from the system teach us, because they use their sorcery against us, that you think that you could use sorcery and they're not, "If I just think it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen." I don't think that. Why don't you think that? Because that would hurt. That's why they're going to do it, dummy. And I mean by dummy is because you're too deaf to hear and too blind to see, and it's not with your eyes and your ears. Then, you know, this person was yapping they lips. I ain't listened to them, but I heard them. Then person gonna call me and say, "Hey, this happened to me and it's affecting me. What should I do?" It's the same asshat. Well, sounds like you got a problem that you didn't think about. Better figure it out, because I don't know. In this case, I didn't know. I don't know. So I would always say for those of you, and all of you pretty much here are, and this was not someone that, well, they listened to Tando and everything else, but see, I'm going to tell you, when you have a bad energy, people know. People know. You can't slide in and trick nobody. This individual was a bad individual spirit from other radio stations, other shows and everything else. They just carried on. So now they got caught up in something that's harming them. See, they didn't care about it. They didn't want it to happen, but when it adversely affect them to the point that they was talking noise. And then now look. This system teaches us to respond that way. It's at each other's throat. And that's one of the things that in this next, when things go awry, one of the things that we can anticipate to happen, I think that we can anticipate to happen, because right now I want to talk about, and you can call in at any time, some of the things that you think could happen and are things that you think that can change as we move into this World War III scenario. And I want to just give you some of the things that I think. Probably the number one thing that's going to change is that the physical and mental The comforts, there are going to be physical and mental comforts that will no longer be comforting. We are going to lose a lot of comforts, physically and mentally. Some of the physical comforts of this, some of the leisurely things that you like to do and everything, you ain't going to be able to do them no more. Your quality of life is going to change. You know, you like to have your so-called freedom. Freedom is something that man gives you by way of a written law known as a right, that man gives you the right to do this. They give you the decree on it, on the overall authority of the demigod or your God that they tell you to trust in, and God we trust, they tell you that. That's where that overall freedom comes from. It's nothing to do with the great creator at all. Not even acknowledged or cared about by the great creator. It's insignificant. It's why the great creator doesn't intervene. There's no need to intervene in what has already been perfect. It's just that you need an intervention. Let me not get stuck there. So, the comforts that we have, both physical and mental, are going to be gone. What are some of the physical comforts? You know, you just like to go and just lounge around and lay around for the day. You like to just go relax. You like to go do. You're not going to be able to do that in a war scenario that we're going to be in at all. So taking advantage of that quality of life that can also be a drug and be very, very destructive. Very, very destructive is not going to be an option. It's not going to be available. It doesn't matter what your overall, how well you prepared for it, but some of the comforts and the so-called that we all been accustomed to because we've never been in this type of situation, those luxuries are going to be swept off the board immediately. Like a match built, like a match built house is getting passed by a tornado. It's just going to be swept out of the way. You may have some of the means to do it, but it won't be available to you anymore. What do I mean like this? What do I mean by that? If you like to do certain things, you know, you have different groups that you like to go relax with and everything, that is going to be no more. Those comfort levels are going to be gone, and that's going to be the first thing that's sacrificed in the chaos. And that is going to bring about a mental comfort that is going to leave. See, we wake up every day with first world problems. Wait until you wake up one day with a third world war. Problem. A third world war incident, situation, response that you have to have. Because now you're a fourth world country. You live in a fourth world country, a corporation that is in the fourth world economic standing. Now I'm going to show you what I mean by that, and it's not pretty. So that mental comfort is going to be just as equally fragile and destroyed as the physical one. Mental, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to go, I'm going to go shoot some hoops. Tomorrow, go hang out with him, go shoot some hoops. Oh, I'm going to go get my nails done. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do this. No, you're not. Ain't available. Not around. Non-existent anymore. But see, you'll adapt to that. But you'll adapt to that because of your environment. But guess what? Those of you that have been accustomed to it and have known that, it's going to affect you differently than those that never have been affected that way. And it's going to start to deteriorate your physical and your mental stability. Because what's going to happen is that because we don't choose to live in a realistic world where we look at who our real threat is and what they're really doing, we live in a fantasy world so that when reality hits us, it catches us off guard and it makes us cry. Thinking that crying is going to solve the overall problem. Thinking that acting immature and childish, like a child and childlike, where you cry and someone come pick you up and say, hey, baby, everything is going to be all right. Ain't stuff going to be all right unless you make it all right. And you better start preparing for that now. And those of you that don't agree and say, oh, Dave, don't listen to the show no more. Move on. We do what we do because we've been so thoroughly indoctrinated to surrender. And at some point, at some time, somebody needs to tell your ass to fight. And the truth about the fight is that you're not guaranteed to win, but you've already won by resisting. So one of the first things that's going to get swept off the board is physical and mental comforts. Gone. Then added for unfortunately, in some places in this country, when those overall missiles, bombs, and everything else start falling, the overall shell shock of what happens to that is also going to harm you. Those that actually, in different places, when they start using forms of terrorist acts and everything else, when they start, that is going to adversely affect you, especially if you're not prepared for it. That flinch that scares you half to death, when you flinch like that, many people will never recover from that, and they will walk around zombatized from that. Especially when they see what happened. And one of the biggest mental comforts that's going to be lost is that people are going to say, I lost everything, because they place so much emphasis in loving things and using people. And that individual and those people will not be able to bear losing their things that they love so much, because they have no love of people that they now can rely on, and they've been incapable, and they've turned that off. It's all been a setup. Next one. And anytime you like to jump in on a conversation to add, you can. 704-802-5056. Next one. Self-defense. The ability to protect yourself mentally and physically. And if you can't, and the comforts are going to be gone. If you don't have physical and mental comforts, that means that you won't have spiritual comforts either. Let me tell y'all something, in my opinion. The system has taught us all to be so religious, to think that there is going to be a miracle that's going to just appear and happen, or an individual that's going to come and actually be the redeemer and savior of everything. And guess what, y'all? You'll be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, like everybody else. Because the only thing that you can really do is affect the overall likeness that was given to you out of harmony and love, for you to invoke that. That's your solution. Say it however you want to say it. You need to save you and yours. And when I say you and yours, I mean you, yours, and your species by your actions. That's the redeemer. Because his actions would get you in the predicament that you're currently experiencing through the situations of life. Your actions create the situations in the current environment. If you're acting as a slave, if you're acting as mentally inept, if you're acting as immature, you will live in the yo-yo world of Disneyland, in Alice in Wonderland. You will. You've created it. You've condoned it. You give energy to it. You don't believe in it. You know of it, and you live in it. Very, very important. Number two, self-defense. Mental, physical, and spiritual self-defense will be lost. Physical self-defense will be lost in so many different ways. Because we put so much emphasis on getting over and getting ours, we've never, ever, ever put up the appropriate defenses to be able to respond to the chaos that's coming before us, and we will be held defenseless. And this is very, very important, because at the appropriate time, the overall measures of defense won't be available to you. Because you know why? Because you never, ever, ever thought that it would be necessary. Became complacent. And I wouldn't even say complacent, because in order to be complacent, that means that you have to have relaxed your guard. Your grip was never strong from the beginning. Our grip was never strong from the beginning, because we've never known a strong grip. Only those that have known a strong grip can ever become complacent. Those that have never known a strong grip has only known the overall handicap side of having a weak hand. Weak by the overall momentum and winds of the world. Whatever they blow, that's where your hand goes. It's a weak hand. It's always reaching for the next fad. And this whole thing, it's never reached for you to be self-determining, self-reliant, self-assuring. It teaches you to buy insurance in a piece of paper, and they let that work for a while when you have no insurance at all, because you can't do anything with your hands. You haven't brought about self-defense where you've actually gained overall intellectual knowledge of how to work your hands to defend yourself and your family and our overall community. And I'm not just talking about in a fight. I'm talking about being able to respond to any situations with your overall intellect by utilizing the tools of your hands and your mind and your body. It's a form of self-defense. The system can easily defeat you by just breaking down a car or breaking this down. We don't know how to fix a darn thing anymore. It's self-defense. And then let alone also the obvious of self-defense, being able to defend yourself physically and mentally. There are mental attacks that we are not able to defend ourselves through. And they do it through the music. They do it through the food. They do it through the entertainment. They do it through the overall faddish movements that happen throughout this overall country, this corporation. And we fall for it all the time, hook, line, and sinker. Whenever somebody say, yo, man, I just want to know what's up, what's going on, I'm just trying to live, I'm trying to get my, trying to live within it all. Man, get away from that. If they're trying to live in this Hollywood fantasy, unbased, unfounded, built off of fantasy, from fantasy football to fantasy reality shows and all of that other stuff, that's just one of the things that go on in life, and thinking that that's the only thing that matters and everything else, that's where all the end. Man, stay away from that person, because the only thing that person knows is the designer name on the label that they have that they went broke to purchase, and they're going to tell you what the name of that is, and they're going to get mad when you don't notice that they got this designer stuff on. That's a form of self-defense that is going to be gone. And also the self-defense is going to be gone is being able to defend yourself, both from all forms of attack by man and by the overall agenda of man, by biological attack. We can't defend ourselves from their sicknesses. The sickness of thought, to where we constantly doubt. We neuterize ourselves in everything. We've destroyed the men and destroyed women. So that men want to be women and women want to be men. We totally destroy ourselves. And for individuals that's what they want to do, that's their business. Let them do it. It's up to them. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong, but this is what they choose to do. But I would say for those individuals that do it, make sure that you're doing those type of things for all the right reasons, and you know exactly what I mean. If you don't, then maybe you're not doing it for all the right reasons. And it's not for me to tell you what that is. It's for you to live it. Because it sure is real faddish now. And it's intentionally, purposely done, because throughout history, that's always been a part of the agenda. Self-defense means being able to self-evaluate who you are and what you need to defend. Not making yourself such an easy mark and target for everything fighting. But self-defense in the traditional manner is going to be difficult as well. Right now, there's a major push to get rid of firearms in this country. You know why they want to do that? Because they want to have you just like Venezuela. So that when they have you like Venezuela, the only thing that you'll be able to do is get in line and be victims of other overall organized criminals that will be around that will be fully armed. And if they can't do it by that, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to make ammunition unavailable to you by way of the war, because all of the manufacturers of ammunition is going to have to send their overall manufacturing productivity over to the war to support the overall our men and our boys and girls and our men and women that are defending our freedom and our liberty in the American way. What a lie. And you're going to be completely exposed here. You know what? So funny. And I don't think it's funny, but what's so critical? Most people think here in the United States it would never, ever look like anything in Syria, Aleppo, Beirut, in the overall destruction of Beirut, or the overall war-torn communities throughout the world. They think that their city and their way of life could never, ever, ever be that way. And then when they do get that way, hopefully it won't get that way during their time and they don't think it'll happen. But every time it does get that way, it catches everybody off guard that was there and that didn't prepare. Some of them saw it coming and then they changed up. But I'm going to tell you something. All these people that's running around talking about get rid of guns, guess what happens when this whole country gets destabilized and it starts to look like when Chirac is in Middletown America and everywhere else because of the overall global war that's happening and everything is destabilized. I wonder how many people are going to be marching and screaming to get rid of guns then. See, by that time, the overall effects of the false flags of the active shooter program that's been going on will no longer be necessary, because it no longer will be effective. The overall active shooting will stop. But what will start is this. The individual predators that this society has developed will be taking prey on those that are unprepared. They won't care who you are, what you look like. And this is the truth of history, and this is the truth of how things destabilize, and this is the overall truth of how the system controls people. They destabilize them, and they show the rest of the world. You don't want to be like them. And it's coming here, so self-defense is going to be lost. The ability to defend yourself. Yes, there will be opportunities to be innovative to defend yourself, and you have to do that. But it will be better for you to prepare for that as if you can prepare for that. Now, this is why we took Tando Radio Show from years ago and started talking about this. You need to do this. You need to do this. Because most people do this. They do the overall trained thinking of Black Friday purchasing. Black Friday was actually designed to actually train you how to respond to things that you so-called want or need. You wait to the last minute at the appropriate hour, and then you run and try to get and compete against everybody else. The wise definitely does this. They try to prepare for things when nobody else is looking so that they can acquire the best quality at the best overall entry point. Meaning, everyone, we talked about you preparing and people preparing so that you could have prepared when there was no signal and signs of war that was already starting. Once the war starts, you're putting yourself and your family in a position that it may be too darn late. That window closes. And I'm going to tell y'all, we don't have the overall financial capabilities to compete with the overall events that we're going to be facing. So you need as big as a head start as you possibly can get. Because you can't compete when everybody else wants and they need that one or two or three items. They all are going to do the same thing. They're not going to walk over there as a collective body of individuals that are working in collective fruit and say, we're going to utilize this for everybody. It's going to be a grab. Elbows, fights. But this time it's not going to be just for a Barbie doll or the new fad or some new TV or anything else. It's going to be for the staples of life. How do you think they're going to fight? Listen, got to get ready for the last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056. When we come back, we need to go over some of the other things. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And I want to just say, so we are going over some of the things that I think that we're definitely going to lose when this war happens, and self-defense is one. I just want to say this about self-defense. This is the catch with it all. You know, in Venezuela, before the economic collapse happened, you know what the federal government threatened the Venezuelan people with? If you have a gun in your home, if you don't turn it in, you're going to get sent to jail for 25 years. This is before. You know why? Because they knew what was coming. And they wanted to make sure that the people were ill-prepared to be able to protect themselves. Because when people are able to protect themselves, it doesn't create more violence. What it does is that it actually creates where people will become dependent upon themselves for their own security. And they don't rely on them anymore. So the Venezuelan government went in a campaign to get rid of all of the guns in Venezuela before the economic collapse. So that when the economic collapse happened, there would be no way to be able to defend yourself from the overall poverty strickenness of the predators. The predators preying on the poverty strickenness of the people. Put them in a complete position of disadvantage. Because they are a roving, and there are individuals that do have the overall weaponry, and they just run amok, unopposed. And that's the psychological that works against people psychologically. They give up. So, Next one, very, very important one. You're going to lose the overall freedom to travel. Going to lose the overall freedom to travel. Oh, boy, if you think TSA is bad now, wait till you see what happens. Look at what they did after just a so-called attack. Look how they act now. Look at how much you lost. Wait until the war starts. What you think TSA is going to be looking like? They're going to be looking like on street corners, at roadblocks. That's what they're going to be doing. It's going to expand exponentially. You have TSA at Walmart. If the Walmart is even open. But here's the thing that definitely will happen. Your overall ability to travel is going to be lost. And it gets lost very quickly. Here's how it gets lost so quickly. Gas will go to an overall price point that you won't be able to buy a gallon of gas to go somewhere. And that's going to limit your ability to move. This, once again, is the reason why you prepare when no one is looking, or you do prepare when no one else is preparing, and you seize that opportunity, because once it happens, the window closes, it's too late. Many people think that they're going to go to their bunk, to their overall bug out place when things go awry. Depending on how things go awry, if it's by war and it happens all of a sudden, how are you going to get from one place to another when gas will become extremely scarce? I'm just sorry, we just don't have horse and buggy no more, y'all. The Amish do, you don't. And that window closes quickly, and when that window closes quickly, because it's very easy. All they got to do is hike the gas prices up, and their gas becomes extremely scarce. Nobody moves. How far can your overall vehicle go? The key is you may be able to get somewhere, but you won't be able to get back. And not only that, you may not even be able to get somewhere, because now you got to worry about multiple people as well, all of your family and everything else. When gas jumps up to $300 a barrel, when it just jumps up to $100 a barrel, $150 a barrel, forget about it. Forget about it. Then that's going to limit you in where you can go. What does that do? That limits your overall opportunities. Now, when you were thinking about preparing when everything was done, okay, I can drive across town to over here and this, you won't even, getting across town is like getting across the ocean. It's like going overseas. It's like getting on a plane and traveling 1,000 miles. Forget about getting on the plane. You won't be able to afford to get on a plane. Just forget about that. That ain't reasonable. And all it takes is one incident in the Suez Canal. All it takes is one incident overseas. All it takes is for Israel to declare war on Iran. Oil is gone. It done slipped out of reach. And as it starts to slip out of reach, when you try to grab it, you can't hold it. Because these vehicles aren't built for gas mileage. Some will say, oh, my electrical car will work pretty good and everything else. That's a fantasy. That's a complete fantasy. That's not going to work either. Those things are so small, the only thing you're going to be able to get into that is you, two or three shoes, a blanket, three pillows, no provisions. That's about it. Not reasonable. Then not only that, when everybody can't travel and a few people are traveling, those people become targets. oh, this won't be no Sunday drive. Just because your car could do it, it won't be no Sunday drive. It will be a drive where people will see you. You may get somewhere, but you ain't getting back. So transportation, gas is going to be huge, and that's going to adversely affect, because that means that goods will not be delivered to you in a way that you've been accustomed. Your overall store shelves will be bare quickly because there will be no delivery of goods on the regular rotation that you are accustomed to and used to. That's going to bring about an uncommon problem to the common people. Next, after gas, major problem is going to be there's going to be very little cash and money that's going to be available. Very little cash and money that's going to be available. What do I mean by, first of all, cash, even though it's available, it's what I mean by very little cash that's going to be available is that it will have no purchasing power. It will have no purchasing power. After so long, people won't accept that. Yes, it may take a long, long time, or it may, I don't know the duration of things. It depends on so many different things. But most of the goods that the U.S. has coming into it is from out of the country. And those countries won't be accepting the U.S. dollar to bring in the goods. Uh-oh. Not only do we got no gas, but the goods that are coming into the country are going to be so expensive that they're not going to be accepting it at the rates that we've been able to get it at before. They're going to tell them, not enough, call back later. The U.S. companies in areas will be putting in orders for goods and everything else. They're going to call somebody, get a business signal, and their overall contacts. They're going to contact, hey, I need a delivery of this and that. And they're going to tell them, not how much you're going to pay. Well, we're going to pay you a million U.S. dollars. Not enough. Call back later. And they're going to hang up the phone because they got to pick up the line, and it's going to be another country that's on the line that has their overall currency backed by real money, or currency that they're accepting now, because they're in agreement and under terms and contractual agreement with that overall country. They're swapping, or they're exchanging their currency one another. They're exchanging goods. They're exchanging one asset for another asset. I'll send you these vehicle parts, and then I'll send you this wheat. It's an asset for an asset exchange, not debt exchange. You send me your good assets, I'll send you a pretty piece of paper. Nobody ain't going for that. So the purchasing power of cash is going to be gone. Then there's going to be very little money that's available. What I mean by money, I'm talking about real money. I'm talking about real silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, and other instruments of intrinsic importance. In Venezuela, 5 bananas and 2 eggs for a haircut. Venezuela's been in this overall economic collapse for a very, very long time. Now it's been reduced to a service for asset exchange. It will get to that here too, but it will get to that position a whole lot faster because the overall global dependency on the U.S. dollar was so much more. So no one was really using Venezuelan dollars. So many people in the world were using the U.S. dollar. So the overall fall to the bottom is going to be at breakneck speed. And we buy junk. We don't acquire money. We don't acquire things that have value. I'm going to tell you, The only reason why Jordan sneakers are significant is because we're in a consumer-based economy. Jordan sneakers are only going to be relative to necessity and goods, and they're going to be used for what they should be used for, as not a fashion statement, but as a overall accessory as for shoes. Don't care what edition they were, what year where they were, what color they were. Do they fit? The only thing that will matter. And how functionable are they? They're going to all get worn out. Ain't nobody going to be saving those shoes. Some people are going to be in a good position. They have a lot of shoes. They're going to be able to exchange some of those shoes for some things that they don't have, because shoes can be an asset, but not a fashion asset. That can only be used in a state of euphoric consumerism. Don't matter if they got white bottoms, red bottoms, or whatever. Anybody going to be looking at the bottoms? They're just going to be looking at the heel to see if the sole, if the overall sole and the heel is still a good heel that they can use for a very long time. So maybe the last pair that they get. And y'all know, this stuff made is so cheap, so... Then they got these slides now. How long is somebody going to be able to walk around with some daggone slides? They got to walk around every day. Don't even make good shoes anymore that can last you a while. Everything is done for a fashion statement. So that's a form of money. It provides sustainability and protection for you to do what you need to do to sustain yourself. And because we live in the consumer world, there's a lot of stuff that we have that ain't even valuable. Here's the test I want you to do, so that you'll get a real perspective of where you are and what you need to be focusing on. Regardless of who you are, go through and look at what you have that has real intrinsic value, and separate that from those, from things that are just consumer goods. And you have to be honest. If you want to lie to yourself, you always can lie to yourself, but the truth will always run you over. So don't lie to yourself. Say your house, say your apartment, say your residence, say where you are. How much money do you have? And I'm not talking about any form of cash, because cash ain't money until you convert it into money, until you exchange it for money. Some of you that have tools, that's money. But it's a limit money for a market that, for someone that's looking for something that fixed, or you can utilize that, but it's still money. So money is going to be very, very hard to come by, because believe me, because we are not prepared, a couple of days without being resupplied, we exhaust everything that we have. Now we just realize we got a bunch of junk. What can I exchange something for, of something of value, for something else? And then you realize that's going to make your overall money list much smaller. Because then it's going to go break down to the bare necessities and staples of sustaining life: food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. And you're going to find, I'm lacking here. Stuff. Not stuff, though. And not enough money. But how do we get too much stuff? Because we bought into the whole program. So, I think we got a caller in queue. Let me go to Scotty. Did you have something? Okay, I had to mute Scotty. I think he left the mic open. Okay, so take this time, survey what you have, because we're getting ready to close out the show. Here's why this is so important. Because this whole paradigm can change in a moment's notice. And one of the things that's really important with money is that, do you have something that you can exchange for that is of value that someone else that doesn't have it will need it, then they will exchange you for something else that you need. And I love when people say, well, Dave, gold and silver, you can't eat gold or silver. I just laugh and walk away from them. And I just say, yeah, you're right. But the truth is, you absolutely can if you know what you're doing. Becomes very, very critical and very, very important. Especially for silver, because it's the only one that could directly save your life. Because without silver, how are you going to purify water and destabilize? When people try to give me this Mad Max scenario, well, if you're in a Mad Max scenario, you better have silver. If you don't, you won't be around. You won't be able to purify water. And water is always a medium of exchange that you can exchange for something else that you have. Water is money. Silver is money. Without silver, there is no water. Most of us don't know that. So when people say you can't eat silver and gold, that's because you don't know what you're talking about. Like, go on, do what you're going to do. It's never really been important about you. See? Because that question should have led you to find out a true answer instead of just making a statement. You got to know the difference between a question and a statement. Money is going to be critical. And I'm not talking about cash. Intrinsic value. The people in Syria, as the overall country, and they wanted to flee and everything else, get out of harm's way and everything else. How do you think that was facilitated? If they didn't have money, their ability to do it became more stressful and difficult. Money is food. Money is things that sustain you. So you'll have self-sufficiency. You won't be relying upon someone else. Very, very important. So, listen, we got to get ready to get out of here. We'll, again, I just want to say to you all, watch what's going on. Be prepared. Make sure that the overall surprising gas hikes that could happen overnight don't catch you off guard. At least have your vehicles in position to be able to retrieve your overall family members if they get caught at work, get caught at school, or you're in some predicament that you can't get back. Very, very, very important that you do that, okay? Because this thing, that the prices can go from, I don't know where they are, you know, in different, let's say they are now, they can go up $2 overnight. One incident, up $2. And then what are you going to do? It doesn't matter if you complain, you yell, scream, and holler. It's still going to be up $2. $2 that you don't have because it's in multiples for gas. And you're going to know all of a sudden all the gas, your cars is going to be consuming more gas than it ever consumed ever before. It's just like when you didn't have any cash and you were hungry. You were never so hungry you started to starve all of a sudden. That's just how things work. Just how things work. Don't let it catch you. All right, everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And we will talk to you soon. Brother Bragg is not on the board, so we're going to say much love,
gold
much
dinar
respect.
Would have had
and
serious consequences for the world financial system,
B-I-B.
But may also
B-I-B
have empowered the people
Salute
of Africa. Something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and